Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, August 2nd. Coming up in today's episode, Supreme Court rejects petition seeking SIT probe into electoral bond scam. Rahul Gandhi's biscuit offer to Enforcement Directorate as Congress moves motion against misuse of central agencies. Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan on vindication of center in NEET case. Vice President Kamala Harris in US responds to Donald Trump's race comments. First up, the Supreme Court has dismissed petitions seeking a court-monitored SIT probe into the alleged quid pro quo arrangements between political parties and corporate donors in the now-scrapped electoral bond scheme. The court said individual grievances referring to discrete claims of quid pro quo deals between a political party and a corporate organization's court will have to be pursued on the basis of remedies available under the law, unquote, which includes options should authorities decline to investigate the specific claims. Quote, at present, absent recourse to remedies available in law, it would be premature and inappropriate for this court to interfere, because intervention must proceed after failure of those remedies. At this stage, the court cannot say if these novel remedies will not be efficacious, unquote. Electoral bonds were scrapped in February of this year, shortly before the Lok Sabha general election began. At the time, the court had said undisclosed funding to political parties violated voters' rights to transparency. During the hearing today, senior advocate Prashant Bhushan said special inquiry was merited because governments are involved, ruling party and top corporate houses are involved. He also alleged that certain companies clearly had an evidence of a quid pro quo arrangement as they were involved in certain government schemes or contracts. Quote, the most extraordinary case of corruption, one of the worst financial scams in India's history. Unless investigation is monitored by a retired justice of this court, nothing will come out of it, unquote. Mr. Bhushan also alleged that an FIR would not be useful in this case, as a normal FIR will not have desirable investigation because of the high-profile people involved and the central government. The court, however, was unconvinced and suggested that the petitioner should let the normal course of events flow. The court reminded that it has already ordered the State Bank of India to release data identifying donors and the parties to whom donations, maybe in crores, were made. Quote, we ordered disclosure, we went to a point, we quashed the scheme. What will an SIT investigate now? To this, Mr. Bhushan replied, if there was a quid pro quo, who was involved, and more such things will be revealed in the SIT. However, the court was not convinced and said that this would be virtually an open-ended inquiry. And next, leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, today claimed that an Enforcement Directorate raid is allegedly being planned against him after his Chakravyuh speech in Parliament. Following this, Congress MP Manikantha Tagore has also moved a motion of adjournment against the Bharatiya Janata Party for alleged misuse of central agencies. Mr. Gandhi posted on X today that, quote, apparently 2-in-1 did not like my Chakravyuh speech. ED insiders tell me a raid is being planned, unquote. He added that he was waiting for the ED with open arms and that tea and biscuits for the ED were on him. The post comes after his Chakravyuh speech, where he used Chakravyuh as a metaphor and claimed that an atmosphere of fear prevails around the group of six trapping the entire country in a Chakravyuh. He promised that would be broken by the India bloc. Quote, thousands of years ago in Haryana's Kurukshetra, six people killed a youth, Abhimanyu, in a Chakravyuh. Many portions of his speech were then expunged by the Speaker of the Lok Sabha. Rahul Gandhi's reference was to Mahabharat legend, according to which Abhimanyu was killed in a Chakravyuh. And he said Chakravyuh is also called a Padmavyuh for its resemblance to lotus, which is also BJP's election symbol. Now, in the same week as his speech, Congress MP Manikantha Tagore today introduced an adjournment motion in Lok Sabha calling for an urgent debate. In his letter to Speaker Om Birla, Mr. Tagore accused the Bharatiya Janata Party government of abusing agencies such as ED, CBI and Income Tax Department for alleged political harassment. He wrote in his letter, and I quote, this misuse of state power is unacceptable and threatens the integrity of our institutions. We demand an immediate cessation of these practices and call for respect for democratic norms and the autonomy of our agencies. A democracy's health depends on impartial governance and fair political engagement. Mr. Tagore is also the party's whip in Lok Sabha. And next, the Supreme Court has directed the National Testing Agency, the body responsible to conduct the NEET UG test and has been under fire for alleged leaks and misconducts, to, quote, rectify deficiencies in the exam system, unquote, including using technology to identify faults in its cybersecurity profile to prevent paper leaks. The court also told NTA to avoid flip-flops in the context of NEET exam, which was held on May 5th but ran into trouble a month later when results were declared. Such flip-flops do not serve the students' interest, the court told the agency. However, the court also said it did not cancel the controversy-ridden examination amid concerns of paper leaks, as there was no systemic breach of its sanctity. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan reacted sharply to the Supreme Court's verdict and their explanations for not cancelling 2024 NEET UG medical entrance exam. Quote, the government stands committed to the tamper-free, transparent and zero-error examination system. To ensure the same, we shall implement recommendations of the High-Level Committee of Experts at the earliest once they are submitted, the Education Ministry wrote on X. Mr. Pradhan targeted the opposition, saying the findings and the verdict of the highest court rejects the propaganda that was being peddled. The opposition had raised the issue of paper leaks multiple times since June, with Congress leader Rahul Gandhi blaming states like Gujarat and Uttar Pradesh directly and alleging a deep-rooted corruption within the NTA. The Supreme Court said that it has highlighted all the deficiencies in the structural process of NTA, and it noted, quote, there was no systemic breach. The leak was limited to Patna in Bihar and Hazaribagh in Jharkhand. The Hazaribagh leak has been flagged as ground zero by the CBI as well, which has been tasked with investigating a nationwide solver gang racket that leaks question papers. The agency has made multiple arrests, including a man called Rakesh Ranjan, alias Rocky, the alleged kingpin. Breaking from breaking news, in an example of how quickly misinformation can travel on social media, Olympic boxer from Algeria, Iman Khalif, was deemed a man on social media after defeating Italy's Angela Carini. One reason behind this mistake could be her failed gender eligibility test in 2023 by International Boxing Association, an entity now banned by Olympic Committee for alleged malpractices and corruption. But despite Olympic Committee's confirmation that Iman is a woman and Iman's interview stating how her childhood was impacted by patriarchy, the rumor spread like wildfire, with Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, ex-owner Elon Musk, and known anti-LGBT lobbyist and author J.K. Rowling supporting the myth that Iman is a man. The IOC has issued a clarification: she's not a man, as she has been a woman legally. Now back to news. Donald Trump's comments about the race of his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris, has exploded into a cultural debate, but VP Harris is seemingly unperturbed. Donald Trump recently claimed that Vice President Harris had only emphasized her Asian American heritage until recently, when he claimed she became a black person. Quote, I didn't know she was black until number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black, unquote, he said at the National Association of Black Journalists Convention in Chicago on Wednesday. However, VP Harris debunked this misinformation. Ms. Harris said Trump's remarks were the same old show of divisiveness and disrespect. Quote, the American people deserve better, she told a meeting of the historically black sorority Sigma Gamma Rho in Houston. Quote, we deserve a leader who understands that our differences do not divide us. They are an essential source of our strength. Ms. Harris is the first black and Asian American vice president with Indian and Jamaican-born parents. She attended Howard University, a historically black university, and joined the predominantly black Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. She became a member of Congressional Black Caucus after entering the state in 2017. Trump's claims prompted a heated exchange with ABC News correspondent Rachel Scott, one of the moderators of the Chicago event. The Republican Party nominee said, I respect either one, in reference to Harris's racial identity. Then added, quote, but she obviously doesn't, because she was Indian all the way and then all of a sudden she made a turn and became a black person, unquote. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said no one has right to tell someone who they are, how they identify, that it is no one's right. Quote, since when is Donald Trump, with his long and ugly history of racism, the arbiter of blackness, unquote. Congressman Richie Torres of New York posted on X. He described Trump as a relic of a racist past. And lastly, the president of the 78th session of the United Nations General Assembly, Denis Francis, lavished praise on India for its work in its direction, which has lifted 800 million out of poverty in the last 5-6 years. He highlighted how people in rural areas of India are able to make payments and pay bills just on the touch of a smartphone. Quote, providing the basis to rapid development, such as through digitalization. Take, for example, the case of India. India has been able to lift 800 million people out of poverty over the last 5-6 years, simply by the use of smartphones, unquote. Francis said during his lecture at the Food and Agriculture Organization of the UN on topic of accelerating progress towards zero hunger for the current and future generations. Francis emphasized the high internet penetration in India as a major factor why India has been able to benefit, but not many other countries in the global south. That's all for today. You were listening to the News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.